Welcome to the Be Happy Now show. Flex your soul connection muscle and be your inner guide to fulfillment and purpose. I'm Claudia Sam. If you know that you're here for a bigger reason, this is the place to be. Together, we ditch the self-care guilt and quit the go, go, go with less fear and more trust. Tune in to living life in alignment with your full potential. The Be Happy Now show starts now. Hello and welcome to the Be Happy Now show. I'm your host, your soul connection coach, Claudia Sam. And today's episode is all about embracing the shadowy parts of you. Yes, those dark parts that you're like pushing away, not wanting to shine light in, you know, if you ever pushed emotions down, wanting to avoid them. Well, we're going to talk about, well, why would you want to look at your emotions? Why would you want to heal those traumas that you've been scared to handle and deal with? And I have a very special guest today. I have my new friend, Tanya Emmanuel, who's a trauma-informed and conscious lead her coach. Hi, Tanya.
Hello. Hello. Yeah.
So fun. So fun that we get to have this conversation. Tanya and I will share also a little bit about how we address the shadowy parts of ourselves. Why is it important that we honor emotions and those shadows? What it looks like and what it takes to access these shadowy parts of ourselves without fear? Because I hear so often people saying, I'm afraid to look at that. What will I find if I dig deeper? So stay with us if you want to learn more about those sneaky little things hiding in the triggers that we experience, which are hidden in the shadowy parts of who you are that can absolutely tell us what we need to do to move beyond our biggest fears, our biggest desires. Let me introduce you, Tanya, a little bit. Tanya, you teach independent women to the steps to receiving more in their business and their relationships by really connecting to their divine feminine, their divine wisdom, so that they can create the life that they love. And I know that in your experience, you hold sacred space with your intuitiveness for women who are ready to heal emotionally and energetically, to lead themselves with power, purpose, and impact to create wealth and security. And what I know of you is that you believe that you can quantum leap healing and manifestation by activating your authentic soul blueprint and following it through human design, which is a gift that Tanya has for you today. So at the end, I'll share with you how you can grab her free human design ebook to understand your unique blueprint. And how the power of remembering who you are through soul work and expanding your capacity to hold more is accessible when you embrace your authenticity and reclaim your voice. So welcome to the Be Happy Now show.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I'm, of course, as you already know, so super ecstatic and stoked to have this conversation. It is like everything to me, this type of dialogue around shadow work and how to embrace it, what it is. So I'm ready to really riff on this whole topic. So I'm so glad to be here. I'm super excited. Thank you for the invitation.
Oh, I'm so glad. You're welcome. Let's unwrap the gift of the shadow parts of ourselves, because instead of thinking that it's something we need to hide under the covers for, or that, oh my gosh, what will we find? Let's see it as a gift. So Tanya, what has been the gift of looking inside for you, looking inside of those shadowy parts of you?
For me, the shadow parts are the things. Now, I'm an education type of person by heart, so I love to teach the whole philosophy. So I'm going to just say quickly the difference between the way I speak about shadow and what people consider shadow, because a lot of people look at it as a psychological journey, which is called Jung's work, which is not actually the original body work. The original body of work is really shamanic. They've been doing it for thousands of years, and it definitely predates Jung's work, but I have a lot of healthy respect for the work that he does. But I do want to recognize and honor the difference between the psychological aspect of shadow and the spiritual aspect of shadow, because the psychological only deals with the ego part of it and hiding the ego part of self, where to me, the spirituality part of it is so much more vast. It's everything about us. And so for me, the shadowy parts have been a lot around my emotions. And that's the good and the bad. It's not just the negative aspect. It's the polarity of it all. It's the good and the bad, because I've held in my shadow being able to enjoy myself full out and live fully and love fully. And that, to most people, most everybody, what, 98% of us find love to be a very beautiful thing. But how many of us can be held in real, authentic love the way we really need to be loved? That was the shadow part of myself. And for me, one of the biggest experiences that I had in my life, and I'll just say this is a trigger warning for anybody who has, you know, suicide in their past, is when I lost my significant other as a teenager. And when he killed himself in my 12th grade year, it blocked me off from understanding how to connect in relationships. And so that became a part of my shadow. I didn't recognize it. I thought that a lot of things were still the same. It wasn't until I was in my 40s that I realized, oh, wait a minute, this isn't what love is. This isn't how love's supposed to show up. And love is supposed to be this thing that is always looking for drama or the next shoe to fall. Those are all like shadowy parts of our aspects, you know, things that trigger us. And so for me, it was very comfortable to live in drama because I grew up in drama. I grew up in trauma. So it felt normal and it felt like love. So real authentic love, I didn't recognize that, as beautiful as it is. You know, even with my children, I had a hard time loving and connecting. I didn't realize that there wasn't a deeper connection between us, that I was missing something there. So for me, it goes so much further than just your ego perspective, but like into your emotions and those things that you kind of disown as not being worthy of you or not being worthy of the better parts of relationships and connections with people. So that's how I see it.
Thank you so much for sharing this. It brings me to want us to explain what a shadow is for people who are like, what are they talking about? And when you explained it as, I didn't know, I didn't recognize the fact that I hadn't allowed, you didn't say it this exactly in this way. So please correct me. What I heard you say is that you hadn't allowed yourself to fully connect in your relationships because of the shield that might have been energetically, physically, subconsciously created after this traumatic incident in your life. Does it sound like when we have or experience a traumatic experience, whether it be losing someone we love or being called stupid at school, they're both traumatic events, different levels. Okay. They're both valid. We create a shell and then we operate from perhaps the drama, which means we operate from having this extra layer on top of who we are that prevents us from truly allowing light in, which therefore means that, ooh, this is where I'm getting the definition of shadowing, perhaps. Let me know if this resonates with you, that we access the shadow when we start to break that shell.
Yes. Yes.
And the shell can be super hard for some people because when there are so many years of protective mechanisms of thinking that if we do step outside of what we know, that we'll just get hit, that we'll have to live grief again, that we'll have to be stuck in trauma again, that we won't be identified as valid or worthy. So we stay small. We stay in this zone, in this protective shell. So why do you think so many people keep resisting the breaking of the shell?
I love that analogy of the shell. I don't know why it made me think of Easter. almost like a Cadbury, you know, the little Easter eggs that break open and then the good stuff oozes out.
The creamy, yummy. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know how it even got to that imagery, but that's what I was envisioning. So I love the analogy that you put together there. And that's exactly, because at first I was trying to get in and I'm like, yes, it's like breaking that shell. It's like breaking out, because there, there's this polarity that I don't think that we often understand between light and dark and matter and birthing something, and that everything is created in the dark, in the womb. I apologize. I had a little bit of laryngitis.
Mm.
And so I'm just moving through that, and I'm still full of tickles. Mm-hmm. But even our creativity, even the best businessmen talk about having quiet, having a dark, quiet place to birth things. And so, yes, I see that as birthing out of and birthing into the world out of its shell.
Mm.
So I love that.
Well, thank you for sharing that. Birthing also reminds me of what I know of you is that you love to empower women to feel empowered within their divine femininity. And when we birth something new, it doesn't need to be a child. It also gets to be birthing new ideas, birthing a business, birthing the stepping into our vision and to our passion, which means that what I get from the whole not accessing our shadowy parts means that you move further and further away from actually honoring the life you're meant to live.
Right.
What do your clients... Sorry, go ahead.
I apologize. I said you move away from your divinity. Yeah.
How do your clients experience this? What have you seen of... if we get into like the resistance from actually cracking open, because so many people are like, yes, I want this new opportunity and this new life, and I want to step into my passion and I want to live it, but they don't want to access the shadow parts of themselves. So they themselves make the choice to actually not reach their goals. So I'm just wondering, have you ever followed people through the resistance, but then the breakthrough?
I have. This is really a part of the intuitive part as well, because so many times, again, it goes back to we disown the things that we believe we shouldn't want, even when it comes to, especially when it comes to relationships and the deeper craving of what we want in those relationships. I'm talking about the kinky part. If you've never read it, check out the book, The Existential Kink. She goes way, way deeper than I'd ever go down this rabbit hole at this point. But it's settling for the partner that is just okay. It's settling in a relationship where you don't really say this is how you want to engage in sex or lovemaking. It is, and because we consider those not acceptable of a feminine woman, if you're trying to embrace more of your feminine aspect, where a lot of women don't even understand that there's a polarity there. There is a healthy dark feminine as well as a healthy light feminine. We don't understand that we deserve to experience our bodies in a creative, beautiful, loving way, in a safe way. And those things that we hide because we were told, oh, good girls don't do stuff like that. They don't do stuff like that. So even those things are in the shadow. And so many times I hear a lot of women who settle in relationships because mm-hmm. it's what they're used to. A lot of women who have suffered through trauma or narcissistic, toxic relationships with parents will continue to perpetuate that cycle. And that's one of the ways you can kind of know when you have shadow work that you need to have done, is because you keep repeating the cycle over and over again.
Oh my gosh.
Or things trigger you. When things trigger you, triggers are amazing because they actually tell you exactly what's going on, right? Just like emotions. They're like, hey, guess what? There's a problem over here. We need to handle that. We need a little bit of something over here to love and nurture and to accept, not to look at it and go, oh, I got a shadow over there, and then start talking about it, because then you make the shadow grow even bigger, because again, you're still disowning it.
And when you get to, when you start to sit in the shadow and keep talking about it, it's entertaining the story of why is this happening and like sinking whole, instead of actually sitting with the emotion in the shadow is different, because you're allowing the energy of the emotion, the energy in motion, to flow through your body. And so that from the place of, okay, I'm going to allow the trigger to be felt in my body. And then I'm going to allow the feeling in my body to go, oh, this is actually an emotion. This is how I'm feeling. Okay. Because I'm feeling it in my head and I feel a pressure in my head, for example. Well, I'm going to let this flow by concentrating on my exhale. And I'm going to focus my mind on the exhale and allow the energy to shift in my body so that then I can take action. It's like breaking of the shell, tiny bits at a time, when we get to be with our emotions and sit with them. And Tanya, I had this client once who said, I don't want to feel my emotions. I'm so afraid that they're going to hit me with a big wave. I get it, right? Emotions can be so daunting. And yet, maybe like a little bit of what you shared earlier today about how when we disown, you said something about disowning what we really want, because we start to tell stories in our mind that settling for less is what we are meant to do and is the way we are meant to live. So the settling for less energy is the same as keeping the cycle going. So I wonder if we could talk about now, what are ways that both of us could suggest to the listeners about breaking the cycle of not owning the emotions, being triggered, then being angry, then reacting from trigger, then settling for things that are less than what you are empowerfully meant to be living in. And it just keeps you in the cycle of not living your most divinely purposeful life. What breaks the cycle?
I like what your client said. I think it's perfect what she said. I feel like if she touches those emotions, she feel like a big wave will take her over.
Exactly.
Here's the problem. You're already drowning. You're already underwater. You're already gasping for air. When you have a shadow, it's the trigger that makes you gasp for air. It makes your breath go. So you're taking short breaths because you're upset, or something has triggered you off or set you off. So you're already underwater anyway.
And so, can we just say that everyone has shadows though?
Everybody.
Yeah.
Pastors have shadows. This is why people go into deep meditation to tap into the shadow part and to tap into, everyone has shadows, right?
And the shadow is the part of us that keeps us not moving forward. If you think you're stuck, if you think there's no way forward, if you're wondering, how do I move forward? Well, looking at the shadows would help you move forward. And it exactly, I guess it's so true, right? We are already in water.
It's why women don't ask for promotions. It's why they don't ask for more money in their business. It's why, not everyone, but I'm just going to say they maybe sell a smaller package and then feel resentful because they're spending all this time on a smaller package in their businesses, or they're underpricing their products when they know that they're using the best ingredients that are all natural and vegan and tested, and yet you're selling it for $5 when you know it needs to be 60 or 70. That is the reason. There's a shadow there that says, I'm in fear. Wherever there is a fear or standing down, there is a shadow that needs to be addressed.
Thank you. So to break the cycle of being stuck in the not moving forward and the stagnant energy of the thinking that the emotions are going to hit you, but like a big wave, and to keep settling for less, to break the cycle then would be to recognize that you get to be vulnerable with the fears, right? Recognizing that you get to be vulnerable with the fears, and that the fears are just your allies. The fears are these big signs that say, exit here.
Yep.
When we recognize the fears, this is actually with a client right now. I went through the awareness wheel, which is the first part of my tune-in method. The awareness wheel is threefold. It's body, mind, emotions. And it's a wheel that basically you can enter at any point. So if, for example, you're afraid to commit to a new job, or you're afraid to commit to leaving your partner, or there's a big fear of stepping forward and taking the leap, perhaps the first thing you get to do is, what's the thought that's being entertained? Is it, I can't do this because? Right? Any thought that would keep you in that loop of the fear gets to be recognized. And then secondly, well, where do you feel it in your body? And once you feel it in the body, you notice step number three, that is emotions, that is just your body processing, channeling the emotion. And by being with it, you allow it to shift and flow.
I love that, the wheel. I love that a lot. And you can enter into it. And when you get really good at it, you'll start to, I used to have reoccurring thoughts that ran like a ticker tape, you know, just keeps going. You know, that's a shadow. You know, something needs to be addressed. It's the same thing happening over and over again. Shadow, ding, ding, ding. Something's going on. You need to check in. And then you have that. And then, but the body part, now I can feel it in my body before I even get the thought. I really feel like, oh, this thing is annoying me. Or if I start doing this before I really know what I'm thinking, I know something's annoying me. Yeah, if I go like this, I don't really know what I'm thinking, but I know something's going on viscerally in my body. Mm. And it's those little things, or some people will do this, or they'll have
white nails.
Yes.
Shaking leg syndrome.
Or if you start crossing your legs or doing this, or there's something else going on. It's before the thought even comes in. It's, you start in the body, but the thought. So I love the idea that you can come in at any point, because really the first time I started tapping in is tapping into my anger. Like, you got to get this under control. You cannot live the rest of your life just pissed off.
Oh my gosh. Yes. This is where it's super important. I want us to talk about what it takes to access those shadowy parts, to actually go through the awareness wheel, for example, and to, without fearing the shadowy parts. And what you just said is really important, because what comes up is that you get to make a choice. You get to choose if you want to stay in this stickiness, if you want to stay in this shell and you're cozy, fine, make an empowered choice that, hey, I'm going to stay in my shell because I feel good and I don't want to get out of my comfort zone and I just don't want to go right now. Okay. That's a choice. When we get to choose it consciously, we're no longer in the victim, but you will be proposed by life the perfect opportunity should you choose to also ask for that.
I also think it's a choice that we can make, but it's got to be something that is a deep desire of wanting more. And I think a desire is deeper than even just a want. It's got to be really deep. Knowing that I just cannot go on any more like this, and I refuse to repeat this again.
Yes. You know,
and or deep knowing that I so deserve so much more than this. My children or my, I deserve more love than this. I deserve to feel secure. I deserve to be wealthy, rich, or whatever that deep desire is, that knowing really cracks open that shell that you're talking about.
And once we can make a powerful choice, we remember that it's not only for us. You said it. Yeah. When we make a choice to see our shadow, to see past the drama, to look at the trauma, to crack open the shell, we also get to show up as the most amazing, powerful beings for our family. We get to show up as leaders in a powerful way. We get to be trailblazers. And as uncomfortable as that may be feeling at times, the impact is ripple effects. Yes. Yeah. Tanya, this is just such a beautiful conversation, because you and I also, we do this work with our clients, but we do it for ourselves.
As first, we're, always go first.
Yes. Right. Mm-hmm. I believe that it's really important that we get to coach people through our own experience and that we do it first. Right. And so we're here because we chose for ourselves that we are worthy of cracking the shell and no longer living with the pain of having society or whatever else, trauma or all those shadowy parts keep us small.
Yeah.
Tanya, I'd love for you to share a little bit about your free ebook.
My ebook is based off of human design. And if you're not familiar with human design, it's really about leveraging the 9 energy centers in your body, but it's so much more than that. It's deeply embedded in your Western, astrology, the Kabbalah, the I Ching, which is the 64 strands of DNA. It is a beautiful tool that you can use to experiment with, because I always tell people to experiment with these tools, use them for 30 days and just see how things shift in your life. And just learning the basics of human design and just trying it out in your life and seeing how you can align with your energy is a beautiful thing. And I think that it is so amazing for so many reasons, but simple. It's just right. Very simple to get into human design and understand who you are and your unique blueprint.
Yeah.
And it's very specific and unique to people. And so I put together this ebook because it gives you a simple way to jump into human design. It gives you the free link to read your human design. You need your birth time. Jump into that ebook. It's an absolutely amazing resource. And if you want to go deeper with me in there, there's also a link that we could talk about it and you can go even deeper. But just check out the 4 points of your strategy and your type. And just lean into it for 30 days. It is a game changer.
Oh, thank you so much. Listeners, I'm going to put the link in the show notes, but for you to know, it's rebrand.ly. So rebrand.ly/human-design-PDF. And when you click on that, you'll get access to your free human design ebook to understand your unique blueprint. And the cool thing is that this could also help you to access the shadowy parts of yourself because you get to know yourself better with human design. And if you want to access the shadowy parts, but take baby steps and you want to maybe meditate with me for free, then you can access the shadowy parts of yourself with some meditations that I offer on the free meditation app called Insight Timer. So go to ClaudiaSamSoulCoaching.com and click on the meditate tab so that you can go straight to my teacher's profile and meditate with me for free. I'm so excited that you were here today. Thank you so much for being here, Tanya, in this episode about embracing the shadowy parts of you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you
so much for having me. I'm excited about Insight Timer. I love me some Insight Timer. Yay. So
we'll meditate together. Everyone together. Woohoo. Now go ahead and be your most powerful self. Break that shell. Be kind to yourself. Love yourself. You are so worthy and all your emotions are valid. Let us hold space for you. Shall you choose you? Have a beautiful day. Bye. You've been listening to the Be Happy Now show with me, Claudia Sam. Flex your soul connection muscle and be your inner guide to fulfillment and purpose. Tune in live every Thursday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern on transformationtalkradio.com. You are worthy of being you and of connecting to what stops you from living the life you are meant to live. Access more soul connection coaching at ClaudiaSamCoaching.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.